Not that this show has anything to apologize for, but if we did, we'd think about going to the Canadian province of British Columbia to say we're sorry. The province is set to pass an apology act in a few weeks. It should make the act of apology both more painless and perhaps more common. I called British Columbia's Attorney General Wally Opal.
It means that a person who renders an apology after a particular incident, an accident, or an event doesn't render himself or herself to civil liability. In other words, if you're involved in a motor vehicle accident or if a doctor makes a mistake while he or she is performing some procedure and they apologize to the aggrieved party, the fact that they apologize cannot be used in a court of law to mean that that person has accepted fault in law.
And what is it that has prompted you to get this enacted into law?
Well, in the 90s, I did a commission of inquiry into policing here in British Columbia, and we found out from a number of people who came before us that where an erring officer committed a wrongdoing, a police officer, the victim would have been satisfied with an explanation and an apology. And when those apologies and explanations were not forthcoming, they laid complaints. We learned that in the University of Michigan hospital healthcare system that they encourage doctors to make apologies, and their incidence of malpractice suits have decreased significantly since that directive came into effect. Many, many people are satisfied with explanations and apologies, and that reduces litigation.
You know, this is a legislative remedy to something that you have discovered by asking people how various court cases happened in the past. Why did you bring this suit? Well, I would have been happy if someone had had apologized. That apology probably didn't happen because the person concerned was worried about some kind of legislative liability. That is, a law would might
yeah.
complicate things. So this is a kind of a legal reaction to a problem that comes about by legal creation.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right, because what's happened is in the adversarial legal system, the evidence of an apology has often been used as a proverbial sword, and the intent of the apology may be quite different. For instance, insurance policies have been rendered void in many, many jurisdictions, particularly in Canada, where an insured person has apologized and the insurance company has denied coverage in those circumstances, and we don't think that's right, because many people apologize for very genuine and sincere reasons, irrespective of legal liability and legal concerns.
You know, I think of British Columbia as a place that already has a lot of civility. It's
yes.
a place with a reputation for people being pretty nice to each other, easy to get along with.
Yes, yes, we like to think that we have that reputation, and I think that reputation is well-earned.
Well, maybe you'll be even nicer.
Well, we can use all the help we can get, and if that helps us getting being nicer, then I think we've done a good thing.
Wally Opal, Attorney General for the Province of British Columbia, Canada. Mr. Opal, thank you for speaking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.